in just a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, changed. Oh, hallelujah, into the same image. God, it's going on now. Lord, thank you for this grace. And Lord, thank you, God, for this groaning that is just as sister said. She's with you now. You heard her say it many times. I can't take it anymore. I just can't take it anymore. Hallelujah. Oh, God, it's wonderful. It's marvelous. And Lord, thank you. And those that will, oh, and those that will, God, it's growing. It's increasing at an increasing rate. Lord, thank you. God, we do. We pant after you. I understand it, Lord God. Oh, we desire, God. We groan. Lord, we ache because of your love, your grace. You're so wonderful, Jesus. Lord, thank you. Thank you that you caused us, Lord, that we can receive this grace to just be these vessels to the praise and the glory of your grace. Lord, that we draw in to be the true worshipers. Father, the true worshipers that worship him. Oh, the beloved Lamb, in spirit and in truth. Lord, increase this today. God, may your inheritance just increase 100-fold today in us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, how wonderful. Marvelous, marvelous, isn't he? Hallelujah. And thanks be to God. That's how he manifests himself so sweetly, is that glory growing in his vessels of mercy. And so thankful for that precious mom and her son. As I said, that precious brother and sister in Christ. There is harmony in the Lord. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Reading from verse 10. And I want you to think about this. Paul has just absolutely poured forth by the Spirit in verse 6 how ready he was. Matter of fact, so ready, he was ready to be offered. And we'll read from there. It says, "And the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also." All them also. Here at 1701 South Sherman, listening along, we're one of them, all them also, that love his appearing. Now, how beautiful that is. But it didn't end there, did it? Verse 9, he tells Timothy, "Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me." I love you, son. I want your fellowship. I want to see. I want to see you. I want my joy to be full. See? That's what all that was getting at. But here's what I want to focus on today. Right after all of that glory, after "come see me," and there was a "come see me" because, "for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica." It was so important and imperative for the Word of God to speak to us. After such glory, there was such sorrow. There was such a hurt. One of the most tremendous passages of the Word of God, from verses 6 through 8. Right after that, he speaks of this beloved brother in Christ that had forsaken him. Demas departed. The Lord encouraged my heart. He said, "Son, that's the evidence that he lacked thankfulness." We're in a time of thanksgiving. But this brother lacked thankfulness. He lacked appreciation, and truly, for Paul's bridal message. If you were hanging around Paul, that's what your fellowship was. It was his gospel. There wasn't anything else. There wasn't any other thing to speak of. There wasn't any time. He knew how short that time was. That fellowship was going to be in this gospel. Paul speaking here of in such sadness and hurt. He departed because he lacked thankfulness and appreciation for this bridal message. And I was thinking, it's amazing with what we could receive and know in the heights of Paul's gospel, and yet walk away. Amen? And I'll tell you what, by grace, I said, Lord, I always want an inferno of thanksgiving and praise and appreciation. Always coming forth out of my heart for you to thank you, to pant to thank you for such great love and mercy to bring to this life the knowledge to hear, to have an ear to hear the message of the bride of Christ. And this message today is, don't let your thankfulness be deceived. Don't let your thankfulness be deceived. Even in Romans 1, the reason that man turns from God, well, it says that over there, I think it's in the 21st verse. The reason that man turns from God, it says, because when they knew God, what? They glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. See, when you don't have a thankful heart, there will be a departure. And even as Christians, when we're not thankful, there's a departure from the fellowship of the Word of God. And brothers and sisters, anything that robs our thankfulness for this gospel is a false victory. It's a false victory. And matter of fact, that's exactly where Demas went. He went to Thessalonica. The name Thessalonica means false victory. He left, he chose and loved the present world more. And where he ended up was in a false victory. Yeah, pretty apparent. Now, he was duped. He was lied to. And when you're duped and lied to and listened to it, there's a cost. There's a great cost. And that cost, you think about, in fellowshipping with Paul, and what Paul had come to know in the truth at this time and receive from the truth, he knew by the grace of God that he had won. He'd finished. He gave the absolute simplicity of it all, love, to love the appearing, that love shed abroad. It's this gospel. How many times do you think he told Demas, Demas, let's hold fast which thou hast, that no man take this crown? It's glorious. I'm going to receive mine right now. Hallelujah. My course, it's finished. It's done. I fought a wondrous good fight of faith. Hallelujah, I've kept the faith in this. It's been the joy and the prize, the one cherished thing of my entire life. Oh, I've messed up over and over and over and over. But somehow, someway, grace has strengthened my hand to always hold this crown. I can testify that with Paul. I love this gospel. I love it. I'm head over heels with it because it's head over heels with me. He loves me like that. He placed that in my hand. He's shown us over and over. He saw us before the foundation of the world, standing before him and his son in love. In love. This is God we're talking about. This world is nothing. All this chaos that's going on is nothing. The riches of this world is nothing. They have to print it. God is it. Hallelujah. All the riches, hallelujah, are in his son. All the riches are in Christ. They're all there. And praise be to God, they're all here. And praise be to God, they're all here. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Now, anything that causes us to depart from the full fellowship with Paul's gospel, we allowed to have something get in the way of our thankfulness. And that's the truth. I think it is that simple and that plain. Good to see you, son. Michael, you make me happy, honey. He doesn't hear me, but I pray he does. He's a joy, son. God called you for this and chose you for it. You know it. I know you know it. You go with it, honey. Praise God. That's good stuff. But anything that causes us to depart from the full fellowship of Paul's gospel, brothers and sisters, we allowed something to get in the way with our thankfulness to God for the bridal truth. And really, I mean, just to comprehend that, it's the most insane thing you could ever utter. Something got in the way of my thankfulness for bridal truth. That I have this, that I know this. I know the most glorious, greatest treasure of all eternity to come. Amen. I have the mystery of the ages and all the ages to come that has been revealed to my heart. And I don't just know it as something to recite. I know by the grace of God that He's made me the treasure for it. How could I ever, by God's grace, ever let anything come in between the pure, overpouring, overwhelming thankfulness to God for that? But for the grace of God. Now Demas left, and he left it to chase a false victory in the world. That was Demas. Barnabas, I read and I'm encouraged of this. I believe he let anger and pride come between his thankfulness with God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I receive it for what it says. I receive it from what it means. And then I believe someone like even King Saul, he was not truly thankful for the word and the prophet. He was not. Oh no. He desired more the acts and the miracles of God. He was not willing to wait upon the word of God. The word of God said it was this way. If you treasure the word of God, you'll say, well, it's going to be this way. I may not see how it's going to work its way through, but I'll tell you one thing. I know the end is already done. It's victory. But see, he was more about the acts and the miracles of God. He wanted an outcome more than just being thankful for truly the word of God. And all of these lives ended in loss because they thought more about their feelings and more about their desires than they appreciated the truth. And that's what it comes down to. I believe it's very, very blunt. We're either thankful or we're not. Thankfulness will always overcome. When you're not thankful, you'll always be defeated. When you're not thankful, all of the excuses of the enemy will flood your heart and tell you why you're right and God's wrong. And that's impossible. That's insanity. That even doesn't even exist because it's a lie. But I'll tell you one thing. It sure will keep you from God's best. God help us to humble ourselves before the Lord. And humility starts with thankfulness. It's just being downright thankful. Understanding truly what mercy is. Understand that we're just vessels of mercy. Always getting exactly the extreme opposite of what I deserve. Oh my. But really today, are we really thankful for the ways of God? I am. I'm thankful His ways aren't my ways. I'm thankful His ways aren't your ways. Amen? And I'm thankful His thoughts aren't my thoughts. I have some really bad thoughts. But His thoughts are never bad. Matter of fact, His thoughts for me are more than the sands of the sea and the stars in heaven. And every time I start thinking about what I'm thinking about, I begin to think what He's thinking about, and He's thinking about me. Even when I make my bed in hell, He is right there thinking about me. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I know you've never been there. Wake up. You might be there right now thinking that. But see, the humility and lowliness that needs to really reign in us, brothers and sisters, with a bended knee all the time. All the time. To be thankful to God in all things. I look at you, brother. Appreciate your call last night. Just thankful in all things. Thankful I stand on the rock that's higher than I. Not thankful for just good thoughts, but thankful for the promises of God, which are yea and amen. The God that physics are nothing to him. They're not. He's beyond physics. That's impossible. That's my God. That can't happen. That's my God. You'll never make your way out. You're already in the hole that you dug. Come on. Oh, I thank him. And I thank him always by the grace of God in all things. Now, we rejoiced on Wednesday. I believe we were rejoicing Thursday and Friday too. Maybe Saturday, I pray we were. But we rejoice Wednesday that this gospel gives us understanding in all things. Isn't that wonderful? Paul's gospel gives you understanding in all things. Praise be to God. And I need it. Oh, I need it. But understanding, overall, I love how God will get really detailed and then he'll just give you the broad brush. All things are yours, honey. All things for your sake. Go sit down. Now, how are you gonna respond to that, huh? But now, all things are yours. All things for your sake. Now, go sit down. Watch the mighty hand of God. That's the truth. It's that simple, isn't it? But yet, you know, he tells us that and he assures us that because it's impossible for God to lie. I know we're here tonight, today. We love God. We do love God because he first loved us, but we love God. We love him. We know he's for us. Amen? But brothers and sisters, by the grace of God, and Lord, really search my heart today. Am I really, really thankful for the bridal message? I mean, is my cup full and running over with thanksgiving to God? I believe I see it out over there, pouring all up here on the altar. Hallelujah. But it's the truth, isn't it? Don't take this for granted. Don't be complacent about this. Oh, no. Lord, let me fully go after it in all things. But see, it's either going to be you're truly this cup that's full and running over of thanksgiving and thankfulness for this crown that he's given you, or really it's a facade. And you're really just thankful for these outcomes that match your natural desires. And but for the grace of God, we all go there. God, help me. And boy, he does help you. Because a lot of my desires sure haven't matched the outcome. And every time it saved me. It's caused me to be here this morning. A lot of them desires if it were the outcome. But where I'd be, God forbid. Now, any departure from the full fellowship in this truth is a false victory. And I really want to underscore full fellowship. This isn't a halfway house. This isn't something, well, I'm going to love on my terms. This is the fullness of love by the grace of God. I've seen it over and over. Many times, self-righteousness, stealing the crown of thankfulness. When you're thankful, you're not like somebody else. Your thankfulness just departed. That's the truth. That was that guy that was striking his chest. The guy that was next to him thinking that he wasn't like him. One's turning against God's chosen vessel. I've seen that. Because they were angered or bitter at the vessel's actions.
instead of the truth and grace that God poured through that vessel for God's best. I've seen that many times. I've seen that in the scriptures many times. However you receive the bridal message, I'll tell you one thing. You better be thankful for it. You better really be thankful for it. Don't be so dense and proud. I was thinking about Naaman. He was that fella, you know. He was a captain. He had leprosy. And he really got mad. Because he called for the prophet to come to heal him. And the servant showed up. Well, let me explain something to you. However God chooses, and whatever vessel God chooses to send you the word of God, you better be ready to receive it. And thank the Lord. And thankful for Naaman's servant who woke him up. Because I think he was on a real precarious line right there. Let me tell you something. It's not leprosy you're going to have to be worried about. You talk about the mercy of the Lord, amen. I don't want to get to that point. Do you? I just want to be thankful. Thankful. However you do it, God, that's good with me. That's good with me. Now, when Moses disappointed the people, you know what they wanted? They wanted to kill him. When David failed, they wanted to remove him. Here, when Paul was imprisoned, they wanted nothing to do with him. I believe in all of those evidences, it was because they did not have a thankfulness for the truth. Think of what God was pouring forth. I mean, we're looking back at it. Understand, we understand the outcome. But the outcome with the Lord is, let me tell you something, it's always gain when you stay in the truth. That's the only gain there's ever going to be. There's always going to be loss when you depart from the truth. And the question is always going to be, are you thankful or not? I mean, are we thankful the Lord just delivered us from 400 years of slavery? I mean, come on. He walked them right out of there. Were you thankful to see the 10 plagues come in there and watch the mighty hand of God do this? Oh, yeah, sure. That was great. What's next? Come on. Our praise and rejoicing, always. See, the murmuring and the bitterness is because of the lack of thankfulness. The thankfulness that he's my God, how my God chooses to do it, I'll tell you what, by the grace of God, I need to be thankful. Thankful. And I'll tell you, the only way you're going to be thankful is to be in the Word of God, to be in the fellowship of people that love the Word of God. You distance yourself from it, there'll be a lack of thankfulness. There will be. It'll be dull. You'll go after these things in the world. You'll have a love for the pleasures of the world. Whatever the world's going to offer you. Devil's there to meet you with anything that'll distract you. Anything that will back up your principle or why you were offended. Always. He's got a bag of that manure just waiting right there for you. Oh, it smells great. Go take it out. Yep, carry that dung sack all around. That's the truth. And that's what fools do. A fool is not thankful. I'm glad the world looks at me as a thankful fool. Gosh, I wish you could see the jewels in his crown right now. You glisten upon him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, let's let God help us. Amen. You can take comfort from those that have been comforted by this. We could go on and on about those worthies of faith. One of my favorites is Ruth. That was a tough go. You know, your husband dies. Your sister-in-law's husband dies. Your mother-in-law's bitter. It's not looking real good. But yet that woman was thankful. You know why? She was thankful because she said, you know what? My God's, your God's my God. Your God is my God. I'm not going to Moab. That ain't my home no more. That's unthankful city. That's loss. And that woman was thankful. And that woman received Boaz. Amen. Now, how about the likes of Bathsheba? Even with the loss of a husband and a child, you think she's thankful to be queen? I was thinking about old sweet Jacob, and I appreciate James' testimony about that the other day. Encouraged my heart. But there was old Jacob. You know, he was thankful for his birthright. No matter that God used his mother's deceit to get it. Oh, I've heard a lot of self-righteous ones say, oh, you know, it didn't have to be that way. Yes, it did. It had to be exactly that way. You say, well, why? Because it's the word of God, dummy. This is the word of God that always was, always is. Beginning, end. I believe that was written in beginning. So don't go telling me, well, it didn't have to be that way. Yes, it did. And he was really thankful for the deceit of his mother. Mom, that's a great idea. I am so glad I'm not around a lot of self-righteous stench. But then how sweet. It took a little bit more time for Jacob to be thankful for Leah. It took a little while. But you know, the Lord gave him a great thankfulness for that woman. Do you know, without her, all the tribes wouldn't have been complete. Did you know from her womb came Judah? Do you know, without her, where would we have our precious Lord and Savior Jesus? And let me tell you something. It couldn't have come any other way. Thankful. Thankful for you, Evan. Teaches us lots of things. Now, I pray we are here for only one reason today. Paul's gospel's here. Paul's gospel's here. And there ain't any other gospel here. By the grace of God. And I thank the Lord that reigning true victory of the bridal message, it resides here. Thank you, Jesus. All these years. All by the grace of God. All by the grace of God that's with us. Amen? And I have to tell you, so thankful, precious hearts, and I do say that so sweetly. I believe I've never been so graced to be around so much thankfulness and praise for the truth. It is winding up. I say winding up, not winding down. See, we're winding up. World's winding down, but we're winding up. Whirlwind times are coming. Oh, yes, it is. Praise the Lord. But see, I thank God so sweetly today. It's a stillness, sweet, powerful spirit. You get it. I thank God to be around people that get it. We hurt. We fumble and stumble a bit and all that. But he keeps us from falling. He just is that way. But it's so sweet to be around those that get it. Ephesians 5:20. And I love it because, see, being around, and again, it's just his grace. the Philadelphia saints at Ephesus. We give him thanks always for all things, don't we? Amen? We get it by God's grace. Romans 8:28 is that perfect and that exact. That perfect and that exact. To give him thankfulness in everything, in all things. I'm thankful for all of it. I don't go back and wish I hadn't done stuff. I don't do that. I thank God for all of it. Thank you, Jesus. See, without all of those things, brothers and sisters, it wouldn't add up to Romans 8:28. Don't be a life walking around, oh, I just wish that some things work together for... I want all things to work together for good to them that love God. I need all things. How about you? Do you need all things? Yes, you do. If you don't think you did, you needed all things in your life to work this in your life. And that's the truth. Praise God. Praise God. I'm here and now. And by the grace of God, I'll tell you what, I'm loving his appearing. Now, that same grace I'm confident in, for if tomorrow gets here, I'm going to be loving his appearing. But I tell you right now, be thankful always and in all things. Be thankful that Romans 28 is all things. Be thankful for all things in your life. By the grace of God, be thankful for those things that brought you shame and even guilt because he took it. You never learned it. You never understood it. By the grace of God, hallelujah. You got to understand, praise God, just like Paul, oh Lord, I was the chiefest sinner. Get out of the way. I'm first. Then you'll get somewhere with the grace of God and the mercy of the Lord. Then your life will be a complete life of thanksgiving and praise to God. I am what I am by the grace of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It's a marvelous concept. It's a marvelous heart. It's real. It's alive in those that'll take it. We can't leave without this. So here you go. To close this out, two times in Revelation. Two times. There's two groups that say thanks. Thanks to God. First one, Revelation 4:9. Surprise, surprise. And when the four beasts give glory, honor, and thanks to him that sat on the throne who liveth forever and ever. So the first one is those full overcomer, that wonderful bride of Christ. Then you go on over, praise God, Revelation 11 and verse 17. Surprise, surprise. Let's read from verse 16. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. The full overcomers of the Old Testament. I think you got a theme there. Amen? Overcomers always give thanks. And what a full thanks and praise it will be to give that same thanks and praise, sister, that's going on right now. I'm thanking him right now for ruling and reigning. I'm thanking him right now for the glory that shall be revealed. Oh, I know. Let me tell you something. Not that I've apprehended. But there's one thing I'm thankful for. That grace that's going to apprehend it for me. And I don't doubt it. I thank him every day for it. I'm thanking him right now for it. I'm thanking him that all things, and baby, I mean it, all things work together for good to them that love God. Amen. Amen. Let's stand and worship the Lord. Oh, I got to worship him. Thank you, Jesus.